From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. The Colorado Board of Education has decided to let districts decide what limits they want to place on the sale of some beverages at high schools during school hours. The statewide policy will continue to restrict the availability of unhealthy beverages during after-school activities for all grade levels. It will also continue to ban the sale of beverages other than milk, 100% fruit juices, vegetable juice, and water at middle and elementary schools. However, some districts wanted to end a ban on some drinks at high schools, like diet soft drinks. The decision today will give districts time to implement the new rules before the beginning of the next school year. Some blood donation centers around Colorado Springs are reporting low blood supplies and asking the community to donate. Carol Ann Books is the donor recruitment coordinator for Penrose St. Francis. She says the shortage affects the region.
Blood banks, hospitals, they try to help each other out and work together to make sure the blood's there for the patients that need it. However, when everyone is short, we can't really trade blood very well.
Hospitals use donations to replenish blood supplies after accidents, performing surgical procedures, and for cancer treatments. Bonfils Blood Center, which helps supply blood across the state, is also experiencing a shortage, according to a recent statement on the organization's website. And two pack llamas that have been stranded for a month in the Weminuchi Wilderness are still on the lam. The llamas named Dawson and Chai were with two women who became lost for two cold nights in southwestern Colorado. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.